Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Now I want to give you the word of encouragement from heaven. Let me read this scripture, and we're going to pray at the end. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." Everyone say, heaven is open for me. The door is still open. Matthew 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him? What kind of gift God wants to give to us? Good and perfect gift. Is that right? Anything good, but what you need to do? Ask. We need to ask God. Is the door of heaven still open? Do you want to receive good gift? You think God wants to give? Okay. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The person who brings the good things from heaven to us is the Holy Spirit. That's why he said he will give the Holy Spirit to us. Revelation 22, 1 to 2. Then the angel showed me the river of water of life. How many people want life? In heaven, there is a river full of water of life. And that is available to you. As clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and as of the Lamb, down to the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life. Rivers of life, water of life, tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Is healing God's will? Can God give healing to his people? What do we need to do? Ask. How many people want life? What do you need to do? Ask. Revelation 3:11. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take away your crown. God wants to give you the crown. God wants you to be fruitful to receive rewards in heaven. Revelation 22:7. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. In other words, life is short. Jesus is coming back. One day, either Jesus come back or we will die and be with him. Life is too short. Soon and very soon, we're going to see God face to face. Therefore, we should ask God for more things from heaven, to be the blessing to other people, to be healthy, strong, to have more money to do God's work as soon as possible. We don't want to waste time on earth. Revelation 22, 12 to 13. Look, I'm coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22, 20. He who is the faithful witness to all these things say, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. My dear brother and sister, he is coming back. And we are running, the time is running out. Let us ask God for the things of heaven. Amen. So we can do more. If you need healing today, ask God for healing. There are leaves from heaven, the leaves of healing. If you need more life, more grace, more wisdom, more power, more anointing, more finances, we can ask good things from God. But we ask for the kingdom's sake. We want to live for Jesus. He said he's going to come to give the reward those who live for him. Isaiah 11 verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. How many people want wisdom? What to do in life? How many people want understanding? The spirit of counsel and might. How many people want power? Might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. I read all this scripture so that we can ask God together right now. Amen. Now, I learned one thing about lifting my hand to worship God. I can lift hand this way when I worship, which means I surrender to God. God, I surrender. You can examine my hand. I have pure heart. I open my heart. I open my hand. You can see that my heart is pure. My hand are clean. I repent of my sin. I yield to you. I like to watch cowboy movie when the people put the gun up. Whoop, yielding. Maverick, in my generation, Maverick. Put the gun up. Choop, yielding. But there is another way to raise your hand. This way. This way is different. This way is to receive the grace from God. Sometimes when I worship, I like this. Sometimes I like this. Whenever I turn my hand this way, I am posturing myself to receive the anointing or the good things from God. The door of heaven is open now. We're going to ask together. I want to ask for more anointing, more grace. I want to receive more power of healing. I want to go and heal the nation. I want to receive the water from river of living water in heaven. I want to receive the leaf from that tree of life to receive the anointing of healing. If you're sick today, you can receive that leaf to heal yourself. Amen? Are you ready? Let us stand up, lift up our hand, put the palm up to heaven, and ask the Lord together. You ask the Lord. I will ask for me, you ask for yourself. And if you want to follow my prayer, it's okay. But you can ask for whatever you need. Father in heaven, you say, Lord, that you are the good God. You give good gifts to your people. Lord, I need the spirit of wisdom, understanding, revelation, might, power. I want to receive greater gifts of healing to go out to help the sick in this world. I need more grace. I need good gifts from heaven. I want to receive the leaves from the tree of life. And I will put in me and I will not lose it. I promise you, Lord, I will use those good things that I receive from you for the sake of the kingdom. You are the Alpha and Omega, Jesus. You're coming back soon. We don't want to waste our time on earth right now. We want to receive rewards in heaven. Oh, Father, today, many people in this room are sick. I don't care what kind of sickness they have. But we ask, open heaven to pour the leaves of healing upon this international church. You say that, Lord, the leaves of healing are for the nations, and we represent the nations on this earth. Heal them, Father. Deliver them. Touch them. Bless them. By your compassion, by your grace, by your mercy. We receive by faith. From today on, we're going to experience more wisdom, more anointing, more fruit, more power, more wisdom, more good things in life. We received in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Habakkuk. Christ, the Son of God. And we also receive, Lord, we ask for salvation of the Jewish people around the world. Bless Jerusalem. Bless Israel. And we pray, Lord, many people who believe in Judaism will turn into Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, for salvation of that nation as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Everyone say, I receive by faith. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you so much for the service today. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom that we can hear your word and we can receive the truth and the truth to set us free, Father. We thank you so much in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thankful.